Hello, listeners. Welcome to another episode of the Business Upside Podcast. I am Professor Alex Chakrabarty, founder and president of the Business Upside, and a professor with more than 20 years of experience in entrepreneurship and innovation. In this podcast, we talk about various innovation and entrepreneurship activities. We talk about case studies. We talk about personal finance. We talk about digital marketing strategies and basically how you will help in your existing business or start a new business. Today, our podcast topic is 10 unique business ideas to start with $100. This, I'm sure most of you who are not yet business owners would like to experiment the exciting world of business. So here are 10 unique business ideas that you can start with just $100. The first idea, of course, again, is to start a blog. Again, the secret of blog is to keep on doing it and to have content daily or regularly. Every week, push out content, publish content, look at your competitors, use tools like Ahrefs to measure your competition, look at the keywords your competition is targeting and try to excel on those keywords. Try to publish articles which have those trending topics, those keywords, and keep on doing it. After 1 or 2 years, you'll start seeing the money coming in, and the money will come in through various forms like advertising, like affiliate marketing, like blog sponsorships and other revenue streams. You can even put in an ad revenue network like Google AdSense, or there are other ad revenue networks you can put in. So the first idea again is to start a blog and to keep on doing it every day, every week, and to have a periodicity, a regularity, so that you will build a fan following, and then you start building your email list, and you can use that email list to send various products and services and market to your own email list. It'll cost you less than $100 a year to do that. The second business idea is to start an e-commerce business. When you start an e-commerce business, you can, basically use drop shipping. You can start a store in Amazon or eBay, and you can just start selling items. You can make handicrafts. You can start selling, buy from sales when sale is going on and sell them at a higher price. You can buy from, Craigslist and, buy from discount places and sell them at a higher cost. The whole idea is to understand the market. So the second idea is to start an e-commerce business. It is one of the coolest business ideas, and millions of people are starting an e-commerce business. They're running it. They're growing their list, of customers, their list of leads. So you can try it too. The third idea is podcasting. If you are a good orator, if you like speaking to people, if you are chatty, if you are a people's person, this business is perfect for you, because you can keep on, giving information, unique information, trending information, to your listeners, and you can get success. But again, like the other businesses, I keep warning to my listeners that you have to keep on doing it regularly, and you have to keep the tempo, because it takes at least a year or two to get success, to get promoted podcasts or to get advertisements in your podcast. So keep on doing it and you'll definitely get success. The third one is idea is podcasting, and you can do it with less than $100. The fourth idea is video creation, content creation, and editing services. Again, like podcast, you have to keep on recording videos, trending videos, look at your competitors for their keywords, look at your competitors for their topics, and try to outdo those competitors, in quality, in quantity. Push out high quality creations, at least, publish every week, if possible, publish every day or every other day, and keep on doing it. Again, as I said, I must throw a word of caution that this takes at least a year or two to get some success, some promoted videos, some attention from your viewers, and you know, you hope that your viewers will make your videos viral by sharing. So you have to keep on doing it, and once you get some viral videos and you understand the nitty-gritties of making a video viral, you'll get more and more success. The fifth idea is social media marketing using your own page and own accounts. So if you make a Facebook page, if you make a LinkedIn page, if you make an Instagram page, if you make a TikTok account, and keep on creating content, keep on creating interesting content, you can easily charge between $500 to $5,000 per post or more, which makes it a very, very profitable side business idea. But again, it depends on the total number of subscribers or followers you have. So you have to keep on growing your account, your social media accounts. And as I said earlier also, it takes time. It takes patience and it takes regularity. Okay, so keep on posting interesting content to your social media accounts. You have to look at your competitors and make sure that you are able to capture the imagination of your listeners and viewers, and keep on publishing content. So this is the fifth idea, which is social media marketing using your own page and your own account in Facebook, in Google, in Instagram, in LinkedIn, in Twitter, all these accounts. The sixth idea is again for people who are avid photographers, who have that knack of photography, who love taking pictures. So again, you can do it within $100, get a good camera. And most of the time, the phone camera, the iPhone camera, is good enough for getting good pictures. So you can even go even do event photography, do photography at weddings, photography at the various events. You can become a photojournalist. There are so many sites which want good photos. They are willing to pay between $300 and $500 or even more, sometimes between $1,000 to $10,000 for a good photograph. So if you love photography, you can keep on doing it. And again, as I said, you have to give it some time to get noticed, to get attention. And regularity is the secret of success. Keep on clicking photos, keep on uploading to the various stock photography sites. There are so many of them. There's Getty Images, one of the flagship sites, so you can create an account and contribute. And if others use your photo for their website or their event, you are going to get paid. The seventh idea is a freelance content writer. If you love writing, you can definitely apply. You can even create an account in Fiverr, and you can, there are freelancer websites like freelancer.com. You can, keep on publishing for others as a ghostwriter. You can even work on book projects if you like writing books. Or if you, like writing smaller articles, you can write articles and, be a freelance content writer. You can earn, per day, $100 to $300 or even $500. And you can get good money this way. So this is, again, you can hire an assistant, like an editor or, an assistant to, help you with all the different editing and different copy reading and proofreading services. And it can be a very good business. Okay, seventh point is freelance content writer. The eighth business idea is home tutoring. Again, there is a spurt in the population. There is so many, children, and the population is increasing. And you can teach just about anything: maths, science, economics, social sciences, piano, swimming, karate, basketball. So there are so many different ideas that you can explore. If you are good at something, if you're good at science, if you're good at maths, there's a huge demand for teaching and learning and getting tutors in maths, science, in coding. So this is, again, a very good business idea. It can give a very handsome income. So that's the eighth business idea, home tutoring. The ninth business idea is publishing ebooks. So again, if you like writing, if you like creating content, keep on writing, keep on publishing ebooks. Nowadays, publishing ebooks in Amazon is free. There are so many publishers that allow you to self-publish, by paying less than $100, and then they will do the profit sharing with you. And if some of your books are getting good attention, you can charge higher, and you can even approach some established publishers to publish, and then you can earn a lot more. Harry Potter, the creator of Harry Potter was paid about $1 million. $1 billion. So you can definitely think about publishing ebooks. The 10th point is to become a digital marketeer. If you like, if you understand how SEO works, search engine optimization works, if you understand how keywords work, how Google does the search engine ranking by keyword optimization, how those keyword auctions work, if you understand how Facebook marketing and Google marketing works, this is again an area you can start as a media agency, a social media agency, a digital marketing agency, and there is a huge demand of digital marketing, and it's a never-ending demand. You have to advertise, you have to give leads to your clients, and if your leads are good, you will keep on getting business and more business. So the 10 points, I hope you will experiment, and as I said, always as I say, take the leap, take the jump, start your business and keep doing it. It'll take a few years to gain the traction, get the attention, get clients, but you have to keep on doing it. You have to have that passion. It is very important that you match your business with your passion. Otherwise, you will soon face exhaustion if your passion doesn't drive you, because businesses take a few years to gain traction, to gain profitability. So unless it is passionate, for the entrepreneur, unless it's a passion thing, they will not be able to survive for long, and they will not be able to get success. Okay. So thank you, listeners. It was a great pleasure talking to all of you. And I'll see you next time with more ideas, with more interesting topics. Okay, see you again next time. Bye for now.